Okay, this is 1 year later than the last update. We are now 2 years post-activation on the Cochlear Project, and I'm still alive and still doing pretty good. And I listened back to the previous installment before I recorded this one, and it's still pretty much true. Everything that was said in there seems to still be the case, perhaps tailored by a few details here and there. But in general, I'm having pretty good luck with the cochlear thing. Remember, mine is a partial implant, so that does mess with my word recognition a little bit, but it's steadily improved. And things are sounding more normal to me now. I did some more adjusting to the frequency map. I finally got access to it. I don't think I mentioned this. I got access to this table inside the device that connects frequency to a particular electrode. And that helped a lot. That had let me kind of rearrange the response a little bit more like I wanted. And now birds sound like birds, and the microwave sounds like a real microwave beeper. And so it's a lot more natural. You know, it's not exactly natural. It never will be, because cochlear is such a low-resolution, coarse thing. But it's very recognizable. And I just find myself taking my hat off and going, wow, quite often, with what they have accomplished with this. Now, when I first started considering going into cochlear, I had heard things from other people, and I was concerned. People talked about extraneous beeping noises going on, and, you know, things like that, driving you nuts. I don't have any of that. Never really have. But it is it's very, very much like hearing sound that you're used to, except it's coarser. It has kind of a fuzzy, semi-distorted quality to it. A little bit like talking through a really small reverb. So it's got a little bit of that tinny quality, and a tone doesn't exactly sound like a tone. You can tell that's what it is. But it's not pure and simple. It's got fuzz around it. So there are some things like that. And melody, musical melody, doesn't make sense. But I've talked about that. But you just get used to this thing, and you just start to think that's normal. It's just incredible what they have accomplished. And I'm glad they have, because it's wouldn't have anything without it. But you can do a lot. Maybe you're not going to be singing in the choir, but you can function, you can live. I can echolocate now. One thing that I had when I first got into this was a lot of kind of echo. This reverb sound that I talked about, it was a larger room back then. And so things sounded smashed and echoey. And by tweaking the settings and getting used to it, that has not completely, but largely gone away. And so when I go outside now and I'm not in the echo of a room and clap my hands like that, it sounds solid, like you expect, really. And you can hear the echo off of other buildings. You can't do it up real, real close. Like, once you get closer than 5 or 6 feet, it starts getting a bit iffy. But when you're farther away, you can certainly hear where things are. So that's neat. And the directional mode has helped me a lot. So we're functioning. We're dealing with it. Apparently, my body is getting used to it, because the processor hasn't changed how it behaves in that regard, as far as the echo is concerned. So anyway, just a quick update to you, let you know I'm doing pretty good. My right ear is starting to decline, so I think at some point I'll be in for another cochlear, but I'm not really eager to do that. I don't know. You know how that is. Anyway, thanks for listening, and if you got any questions, you can write me and I'll try to address them. Snowman@snowmanradio.com is my address. Snowman@snowmanradio.com.